The shreds are clinging on. I'm getting back to it. Yeah. I'm getting back to it.
Just a couple days of trying to stay clean is what you gotta do. Yeah,
pretty much.
It's hard to say, I just want to get back on the chocolate again.
It's
what goodies have you got in here anyway? You got any goodies?
I've got a drawer full of goodies.
Come on, let's get the goodies out, man. Let's get the goodies out.
You're ready
let's
for
eat. Let's eat online.
Eat online.
Let's eat online. What we got? Crazy. What can we tease the watchers? Tease the viewers with
white chocolate strawberries.
Yeah, that looks good. Serious. M&S, can't go wrong.
Yeah, we've got some Reese's.
Ooh, Pop-Tarts.
Pretzel, cinnamon sugar pretzel
that
Pop-Tarts.
That sounds good. Have you been smashing any of these?
Not
yet.
Yeah, bits. Yeah, I've done some. I've got something here. This is good. This is a classic.
Let's nibble on those.
Chocolate raisins.
Good old Kirkland. From Costco.
Boom. Check that out.
Turn and face the camera.
Turn and face.
Look at that, guys. We're going to be nibbling on these throughout the...
You're bad influence on me. I'm trying to be good again.
It's going to give us a serious pump for the session ahead.
Yeah, that's true. These sea salt caramels, right? Milk chocolate things. I don't know if you can see.
Do the honours, man. Do the honours.
Oh, mate.
Do the honours right now.
You want to try one?
Yeah, I want to try one.
You ready? Here you go. Grab yourself. This is going to blow you away a little bit.
Oh, wow. I went soft.
It is soft. It's like the
best. That salt. Oh.
Imagine the best Mars bar you ever ate.
That's a good shout.
Yeah. A salty Mars bar, the best you ever had.
No, that is serious, because the salt.
Yeah.
The crystallized.
You like that? And then got some classic chocolate raisins. Yeah, man. That's going to give us some serious training fuel and podcasts. I'm going to put these in the middle of the laptops here just as...
That's it.
Just for a little bit of motivation. I guess I can leave the lid off for you. Like that, if you get the urge to splurge.
We want to be as silent as possible, right?
Well, yeah, it's not exactly. It's like being in the cinema, you know, when you're sat next to that person that's just got all the nachos and everything. Right, episode 35.
Yeah, man.
We're in the house today. We are literally in the house today. Main reason being that we're about to train, aren't we? So instead of cluttering up the gym with the studio equipment, we thought we'd set up in the house studio. And it's also hammering down with rain outside, serious.
So, you know, I believe it would have been, I don't know, what's the word? Smashing against the roof.
It would have been smashing against the gym roof. It wouldn't have been good for...
Because this stuff picks up sound properly.
Yeah, like these microphones are proper. And we can always hear in our headphones when there's stuff going on in the outside world. So we want to bring you high quality audio.
Exactly.
And we've got a high quality guest today, right?
Yes, we have. Yeah.
A very high quality guest. Would you like to introduce our high quality guest?
So we have man like IFBB Pro Ryan Terry.
You should have done your Bob Chick kind of voice.
You can do that.
Welcome to the Olympia stage. We have from London, England, Ryan Terry.
Yeah, that's a proper announcer voice.
You have to have, but I think obviously we can't afford Bruce Buffer.
No.
Do you know how much he charges for per fight?
I've heard. It's like million. It's in the millions.
It's 5 mil.
Yeah.
Just to be flown into to introduce any boxing match. I mean, that's just amazing money for literally, you know, 2 minutes work.
He deserves it, man.
I guess he does. But so what else are we talking about today? We are going to be looking at testosterone.
Yes.
Testosterone.
You've got a kit, right?
Yeah. So we're going to be talking about checking your levels, man. I don't know if you've realised. I know I look great, but I am in my mid-30s.
How old are you? 35?
I'm 35. I'll turn 36 next month. And every time, you know, I work hard, I train hard, I diet, I've made gradual progress, but I'm questioning to the point now where I'm thinking, have I reached my potential with my own bodily functions, my testosterone.
I think you have.
So it's time to test the test. Put the test to the test. And we do actually have a testosterone test, which we'll be looking at today. And then pretty much we're going to be covering all the usual stuff. Obviously, Ryan Terry's kind of a big deal. I don't know if you realised. But also all the other stuff we've been up to. Going to be looking at breast milk. Again, seems to be cropping up. Guys who want to get big on breast milk, I don't really understand that myself. I don't know if Ryan's partial to it. And then what else is going on in the world at the moment? It's all still up for grabs. But without further ado, Ryan, let's bring the intro music into play as we introduce episode 35 of The Pose Down. Now, Ryan.
Yep.
Anything you'd like to bring to the table as the beat is about to drop? Here we go.
I'm sitting here eating chocolate. It tastes good. It tastes well. It don't taste good. Oh, I don't know what I'm talking about. I don't know. I weren't prepared for this one.
You weren't prepared.
I weren't prepared.
Smashing the chocolate raisins. Smashing the chocolate caramels. Salted caramels.
Each cube is 4 grams protein. 50 grams carbs. Oh no!
My God. Is it actually?
No, I don't know. No, per 100.
Seriously, hit me so with some. Okay.
So per 100 grams of this.
100 grams of those bad boys.
Yeah, fat is 19 grams of fat. Bear in mind, half of that is the bad fats. Carbs is 50 grams and 40 grams of sugar. Mm-mm. Protein, only 4 grams.
So we can't define... Can we say that's a protein?
Have you got a scale? Have you got a food scale?
Yeah. Go and grab it if you want.
All right, wait there.
You're going to weigh them out?
Yeah, I
want to
know what's 100 grams.
Okay, here we go. Where is it? Oh. So, yeah, welcome to episode 35, guys. We've started the show on an eating vibe, it would seem. We've got some serious chocolate going on. I have been dieting recently for a photo shoot. I've been really, you know, getting shredding up. And subsequent to that, I, you know, been smashing back the calories. But I'm now, just put it down and press the little on button on the side there, little side button. Got it?
Here we go. One, two, three.
This is really YouTube material, four, guys. We are filming, as always, for the tubes.
Five, and I'd say, so about half of that, okay?
So, about 5.5 of those bad boys is 100 grams.
Yeah. So.
And how many calories?
400 calories.
400 calories?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Do you know what? The other day, right, when I got back from the photo shoot, I opened that tub and I probably had about 10.
Oh, wow.
So you're telling me that's about 1,000 calories in 10?
Yep.
Okay. I will be putting the lid back on.
40 grams of sugar.
Oh, my God.
So you would have had 80 grams of sugar.
I mean, I was pumped. You know that vibe when you've done a diet for a competition and then you just start loading that sugar back in. And then you go for maybe a workout a couple of days later. The pump is so like voluminous that your skin feels like it's about to just burst.
Yeah.
It's a good feeling.
Yeah.
And it is kind of, you do look at yourself in the mirror and think, actually, why didn't I do this before the competition? I look amazing. But
the only thing, you don't have like a full equipped gym backstage. So it's quite hard to get that correct pump again.
This is true.
Yeah. So, I mean, Olympia, they have a gym.
What, so you're saying you'd be smashing the sea salt caramels?
I did that at Olympia 2016.
Yeah?
Yeah. And I was doing pull-ups. I was doing bent-ups.
Well, so what food were you smashing before you went on stage at that?
I remember just having sugar. I actually remember showing Ryan what I was eating. He was like, man, how'd you do that? He was on rice. I remember he was on rice cakes.
He's missed, he does things properly.
Well, the sugar gave me a big pump, I ain't gonna lie.
To be fair, you looked massive at that show. The best I have literally ever seen you. You timed some of your best condition.
I would say my condition has been better on another show, but I was a lot more pumped at that show.
You were jacked. You were big.
It's finding that balance, right?
Of course.
Yeah.
But that is a question that we will be covering today about Olympia, and we're going to be talking to none other than Ryan Terry is our major guest on the show this week. And we will be talking about Olympia because ultimately we should have been there, Ryan, in 2 weeks' time.
2 weeks? Oh, yeah, September.
We should have been there in two weeks' time. I had my flight booked. I had my hotel booked. this was a big deal for me. I had a pass, mate. I was away from the missus for fucking 4 days.
In Vegas.
In Vegas. And you've ruined this with your corona. You started this corona nonsense.
Corona.
We're still living in this bubble. We're still living in this crazy ass world at the minute. But here we are.
What should we do? Should we get Ryan on?
We could get Ryan on. Let's get Ryan on. All right. So without further ado, we're going to introduce our big guest. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Mr. Ryan Terry.
Hello.
Good.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, we can. That's a lovely clock behind you there.
I've got the setting. I've got the mood going.
Showing how punctual you are. We said 6:30. It's 6:30.
You've got a clock.
Hey, I don't mess about. I might be ignorant at times. Apologies, Ryan, on that one, mate. I'm sorry.
Don't worry, mate. Don't worry.
It's been a hectic few weeks. Been crazy.
Well, welcome to the Pose Down, Ryan. It's an absolute pleasure to have you on board.
Thank you for having me.
You're giving up your time to talk to me and the idiot over here. But yeah, how have you been?
Oh, yeah, not bad. Yeah, just coming out of lockdown and obviously trying to get back to some normality.
Whatever normal is now.
What is it? What is normal now?
Exactly. How are you two anyway? How's everything going on your side?
Yeah, no, we're good. I mean, we're here to ask you the questions, so...
Wow. Ryan's getting to the point here. Ryan, he's not hanging around. He's obviously got some killer questions.
So Ryan, we're going to break it with a story about Chris.
Oh, yeah, no, this is mine. You've got to let me tell this one.
Yeah, okay, go on.
So Ryan, I need to roll it back to 2013 when I started my own personal fitness journey. Okay. And I was looking, I got into the gym and everything, and I was looking for a coach, and I found this guy became my coach, and it's how he and I became such good friends. Anyway, when I started, I decided I wanted to do a competition, as you do. And I remember I was on Instagram and all that sort of stuff. I remember seeing a photo that you did, a photo of you, Ryan, that ended up on the cover of Muscle and Fitness. I think it was a Giles Crofter pic.
Yeah.
And I remember showing it to him saying, can you make me look like that? So you were my original Fitspo, Ryan. I have to hold my hands up and say,
that's it.
You know.
So that was 2013, right?
Yeah.
So that was just after you did...
That was the Arnold Classic. That was the month of the Arnold Classic. So,
right, yeah.
The reason I remember that, and I know why I say, because that is my favourite front cover that was from Giles Crofter. The reason I remember that was because it was my first international men's physique show, obviously the Arnold Classic, quite a big show. And backstage, I was starting to pump up. Bear in mind, obviously, I prepped for 12 weeks, practiced all my posing, practiced how hard I was going to hit the poses. And then I got a text through from a family friend in the crowd who said, whatever you do, don't tense. Don't do too much tensing. I was like, what do you mean? He said, they've just showed your front cover. The head judge has just showed your front cover to the rest of the judging panel and said, this is not what we're looking for. This is too hard. This isn't the men's physique criteria. So if someone's that hard on stage or if someone's hitting those quite tough poses, mark them down. And they didn't realize it was backstage.
Oh, wow. So you softened the tensing, did you?
No.
You just did what you knew, I guess.
You know what I did though, which was probably a bit silly really, but when I won it, I went and got the front cover and I held it up with not to the judges, but to the family.
Good for you, man.
Why not, mate? Why not?
Wow, yeah. Okay, interesting. that sounds surprising that they wouldn't want that kind of that look.
Compared to right now, right? Compared to now, it's like...
I think I'd do anything to go back to that right now.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
it's definitely evolved, shall we say, since those days.
Yeah. So Ryan, Olympia, let's jump straight into it.
So yeah, you two are technically the only two UK athletes that are currently qualified for the Olympia in December.
Yeah.
As it is right now. I looked at the list this morning.
It's not big, is it?
It's not big. It's about 30 people on it.
Oh, 30? 13?
30.
What, men's physique?
Yeah.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I've just noticed they've opened the Alicante up now, which is obviously a Spanish show coming up, and they've offered the top three qualified.
Literally top three. Every category.
For the Olympia to come third and to qualify for the Olympias.
I might book a ticket.
Yeah, 7th, 8th, 9th and 10th of October.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, so, yeah. So, but if that was to go ahead, obviously we've got Andre Diu. I know he's obviously, I think, does he represent Romania?
Romania now, yeah.
And then you've got, obviously, Elton Pinto, who I think
he's good.
Get there. He can do Alicante, and he's got a phenomenal shape. So I think possibly four of us.
Yeah, potentially.
But then the question lies in that, will America let you guys in the country?
Now that is the million dollar.
What's your situation, Ryan? Because I know you lived in America, right? For a year?
Yeah. So I lived for a year. So I got a working visa out there. And this is a bit of a sad story, but my working visa ran out last month. So July, end of July. So that meant if that was still valid, I had the grounds to be able to get back into the country. So they're saying on special occasions, if you have a valid visa, we can get into the country, but it's ran out now. And obviously, right. I haven't even got an ESTA because I've never needed it. So and they're not renewing ESTAs at the minute.
So if you've got even if you've got a valid ESTA, you still can't go, right?
Yeah, no, exactly. But they're not even renewing ESTAs. So there's no way in. I was even looking at setting up camp in Dubai and doing the last 2 to 3 weeks in Dubai and then travel across, because they're still letting people in through Dubai.
Even Kuwait as well.
Yeah, but I think it goes on the passport though. The origin of passport, not like, yeah. So, and even if we did that, you'd have to do 2 weeks somewhere and then 2 weeks in America as well. So yeah,
crazy.
And then you've got to do 2 weeks quarantine on the way back. Exactly. I can't quarantine for 2 weeks on Christmas.
Exactly. Now, I've got a newborn on the way, and it's my wife's 30th birthday, so like all around. So it's a bit of a tough
one. When's her birthday? Chris, in December?
Yeah, so the 13th of December, so I'd be flying out. Obviously. On week.
Yeah.
Near enough, that week. So it's difficult, because I'd still, obviously, you'd never not turn up at the Olympia if you
can. No.
Swim there, but
yeah, the thing is, like, you guys have already put the effort in to qualify for it, so what happens if for whatever reason you can't make it? They surely have to allow you to compete next year regardless.
Well, I was speaking to Sean Ray yesterday, ex bodybuilder, and he was saying, because he's quite close with
name drop then, didn't he? He went, just speaking to Sean Ray yesterday.
He does that a lot. He does that a lot.
And we did actually a podcast with him, but we were talking to him, and I had a little bit of a debate with him. I said, so do you think it would be fair if, say, UK European athletes, if we couldn't compete this year, do you think it's fair that we can have like a special invite or whatever for the following year? And he said, no, I don't think it should go ahead like that, because it should just reset, blah, blah, blah. And I was thinking, all right, I said, why? Because promoters, everyone's has had a loss within this pandemic, which I understand. But I see it as athletes. We as athletes is what makes everything. We make the shows. Without athletes, you can't do anything, right? So I think you should look after it as a member, because we're members, right, of the IFBB. We have membership cards. We pay for that and whatever, but we represent that. So I think, you know, we've qualified as well. You know,
I get what you mean. There's two sides to it.
Yeah,
I agree with that. And if it's something where, like you say, it's a huge thing. It's not just a backstreet show. It's the biggest, the pinnacle, the Super Bowl of bodybuilding. Yeah. So I agree to some sense, but then if you're looking at another one where that'd be 2 years where your physique could have changed, you could have like sat back on your own and not really done much, and to get a pass at that. Because even for me, like, if I don't make it this year, then it'll be the first time that I've not re-qualified for the Olympia. So I'd have to go and do a show, you know, as in...
Where did you place last time? Fifth. So that doesn't automatically qualify you.
Top five automatically qualify. But then obviously I've always done career the week after. So when I came sixth, I went on career the week after, which qualified me. So I've never really... been in the realm. I've never, other than 2015 when my first ever attempt, I've never had the pressures of thinking, shit, I need to qualify for the Olympia.
So
it's interesting, but I can see both sides.
Someone's going to be out. There's always going to be someone that's unhappy, I guess. So
yeah.
But yeah.
Not that you look where they've stopped, like pro bodybuilders, where if you don't compete in, I think, is it 2 years now or 3 years, that you basically lose your card.
Who is it?
And I can't. Yeah, is it 2 years? There's a specific time limit, and it's like
just what mainly.
Yeah, it was mainly aimed at the open class, but I'm not sure if that goes down through the classes now. But it was basically just saying, like, you can't just get your pro card and just sit on it and use the IFBB name. Yeah.
A lot of people do that, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So they're trying to say you have to be current and you have to be
active. I think that.
That's vital.
I think that's good.
Yeah, because you get a lot of guys in the UK that get their pro card with the IFBB and they haven't even barely done any shows at all internationally. So it's like, well, you did all that hard work and then you've just like gone, right, cheers, see you later.
I think it's the Instagram thing, haven't you?
Of course it is, yeah.
I think it's across the board. It's not just the UK. I think like quite a lot all over the world have done that. And I think with pro bodybuilders, where they've gone from like going into prep and after, I think they were the culprits, and then we've all done it.
Yeah. So what's your training like? What's your training like at the moment? Are you still able to push hard mentally?
Yeah. So to be honest with you, at the minute, you can see my face and stuff. I'm not where I need to be. I'll not lie. I was doing well as we were going into lockdown. I was at my heaviest weight. I was 220 pounds, which is by far the heaviest I've ever been. Wow. And we were sitting okay. But unfortunately, my injuries have reoccurred. So my hip has gone again. And it's just painstaking. So I'm trying to work around that. So I had to drop weight because I was carrying too much weight and it was really affecting my lower back and my hips and stuff. So I'm back down to 210 now. So I've dropped 10 pounds and it's a comfortable weight. I'm sat at that.
Yeah.
But I'm training around it. I've got a hospital procedure operation tomorrow, which I've kept under wraps.
Wow.
Just to try and get me back up, because I'm sick of, like, the last 2 years I've been riddled with injuries, and you can see in my placings that I'm like barely holding on at in the top five, and I don't want to be that. I want to be a contender for number one. So,
you were so close in 2016.
Came second.
Yeah, that was before.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because I remember talking to you after. It was so, you was disappointed. I could see.
Yeah, I was at one point, and it was basically saying that I
one point.
I lifted my arms too high, and they were saying that it just didn't look right.
What pose?
Yeah.
Oh man. Oh yeah, I remember you saying to me now. Yeah, because they just wanted it a little bit lower. It looked like maybe Steve said that to you, right?
I mean, that's an absurd markdown to make sure.
Imagine that.
I can't believe it.
Qualified for life, Ryan.
Yeah, and then in 2017, it was game over from that.
Yeah.
Do you not consider then, in that case, with working through injuries, that it might be a good opportunity for you to take a year off and just fix yourself ready to come back here twice as hard next year?
Yeah, so that is my biggest battle inside here in my head, where part of me says that, like, right, your health comes first, let's get that sorted, and obviously got a new young family on the way and all this kind of stuff, and I think, right, have a year out and then hit it hard. But then on the other side of me, whenever I go into an off season, subconsciously I think I'm not great at holding heavy weights. Like, I like to be in condition, I like to be active and athletic. I'm not a guy who likes off season. So I've tried it the last few years where I've only done the Olympia. I've had all the year off to try and grow and whatnot. And it just doesn't work for me. I just don't seem to, I'm not as productive in my work life as well. I'm just not as, I don't know, I just don't seem to be as productive. Whereas when I'm in prep,
lethargic nature of eating too much, maybe.
Maybe. And I think when you're in prep, you've got that structure, you've got that.
Yeah, I hate off-season as well. I really hate off-season.
Hang on, you love to eat though.
Yeah, but I just don't, there's no structure in my off-season because I just hate it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's weird. A lot of people say that when they're dieting, they can't concentrate on work and stuff, and it affects their work because obviously they're low in body fat and your way of thinking. But I'm the opposite. Up until the last like 3 weeks, yeah, I'm the opposite. I'm more productive. I get things done better.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you.
I'm a little bit like that, but then I think, like you said, when it gets to the end where things, I think there's more pressure on you in your head.
And ultimately, when you get to the end and your body is really on the limit of health to get to that level of leanness, it is going to have implications on your energy and your brain function. But when you're in the middle stages of a prep, like where I've been dieting for photo shoots recently, I felt so productive. I wake up a lot earlier because I'm hungry. I wake up hungry. I'm ready to go.
That's it.
And,
yeah.
And so I get up at like 5:30, 6 o'clock, and I'm getting stuff done because I'm, yeah, I'm excited. I'm happy about it. I'm out, and it's good.
You know, you walk past the mirror, do a little pop.
I did a little crash diet this week. So basically, Gymshark, I can't say too much, but they did a huge shoot this week, and they only told me like 4 days before they was.
All right.
But I thought it was all closed. Obviously, Gymshark, you're wearing clothes.
Yeah.
Topless. And
it's going to be the underwear range then. In that case, it's got to be underwear.
Got to be underwear.
I had a McDonald's and a Papa John's, so I was like, I just had finished that, and they told me that. I was like, oh, let's see what I can do in 4 days. And oh my god, I was an hour on the car.
Hey, how much cardio did you do in those 4 days?
A bit of huffing.
I even tried to go like low carb, which my body does not react well to low carbs. Like, I don't function very well.
So when you go low carbs, how does it affect you in regards to your physique, the way your physique looks?
So I flatten off, but I can lose weight, which is scary, like way too quick. So right. A lot of people think that's a good thing, but obviously in the bodybuilding world, it's probably the worst thing. Like,
yeah.
As soon as I start doing cardio, like I dropped like 4 or 5 pounds quite like that within 2 days, which is not good for me. I'm the smallest guy in men's physique. So to drop that type of weight is disgusting, but
yeah,
it did a job anyway. I scraped through the photo shoot, but I think
I'm sure you,
mate, when you pop those abs, mate, that's all you need.
Exactly.
Yeah?
It's the money shot, right?
Yeah, that is a money shot, mate. Yeah,
to hear Ryan say that he looks small makes me feel like terrible right now, but never mind.
I was in the makeup room saying, oh, you could just shadow some abs in, could you?
Yeah, get that little pencil out and just draw in a few lines if you could.
Okay, a lot easier that way.
Interestingly, you do mention Gymshark because obviously you've been with them for a little while, and worth pointing out that they've obviously reached a rather major milestone. Quite an incredible,
it's crazy.
Incredible. Like, for crazy. I couldn't believe the numbers when I saw it. Like, it's $1 billion company.
No, it's £1 billion company. It's $1.45 billion.
Forget about dollars.
I mean, yeah, that's it's real money.
That's like $2 billion, right?
But
$1.45 billion.
I went to, you know, Body Power Expo back in 2013. Whenever I remember when Gymshark was starting out, and it was kind of just like we've all looked at those kind of lesser gym brands that try and be.
I remember the shock, an actual shock.
We've all looked at those people who've started clothing companies and just thought, oh yeah, it's just another one of those. But the way they've kind of just persevered, their business model, the way they've worked, it's just amazing, really. And you've been a big part of that, Ryan.
That's massive inspiration to me, though. Like with Ben, I was with him on Tuesday, and he's not changed a single bit since I've known him from day one. It's like fame, the money, everything. And he's not driven by money. He's driven by that brand being the best in the world and giving back, which I kind of admire. Like some of the things I think, oh, you know, like putting all that money, is going to be an ROI on that, like a return on investment? Yeah, yeah. But
you've got, I mean, as a business person, you have to take risk, and he's taken risk.
There must have been a point where he's gone, right, this is a scary thing for me to do.
If you're not scared in business, if you are not scared, you're not taking risk. Simple. You're not going to grow if you don't. You need scary, you actually want scary moments, because that's what's going to help drive you forward. You're too comfortable.
And the one other thing which I took from it is the fact that he admits that he has had to get people who think better than him, or not cleverer than him, but are who can see further and past him, who are to make the business grow. So a lot of people like want to be the top dogs, and they can't.
I think people get there's too much pride in the way they think, I can do this on my own. I don't need anyone. I know what. Yeah,
he's recruited people that are better than him in certain areas. That's as simple as that.
That's what I was trying to say. But I
can get the words out. No worries, mate.
But there you go.
So what about yourself, Ryan? So like in terms of business, and I'm not sure if I've never asked you this question, but in terms of business, like where do you see yourself in like the next 10 years? I ask myself this question all the time. And because I'm about business as well, and we can't compete, obviously, especially in men's physique category for like the next 10 years. I wouldn't have thought so anyway, but where do you see?
And you're going gray, Ryan.
I'm going, well, I've got one gray, just one.
Right. Yeah, Ryan's getting involved.
No, so that's a great point. So in lockdown, this has made me really, really think about it. Like it's because without going into it too much, I soon realized that most of my income is from a third party. So it's through sponsorship, through all that kind of stuff. So when a pandemic hit, and obviously a lot of my sponsors are luxuries. So you've got Fathers and Sons, which are smart shirts, people going out.
Yeah.
Overnight, everyone's locked down. No one's buying shirts. Supplements, gym shut down. No one's buying supplements. It went from £1 million company to nothing overnight. Gymshark, they did brilliant because everyone doing home workouts, so they didn't really struggle. But it made me realise when they were in jeopardy, and obviously it comes down the line and it hit me quite hard with my payments and stuff like that, that it made me realise that I need to start looking past competing, past sponsorships and what I can do for myself. So in lockdown, I've set up effectively two businesses going forward. I've been working on them quite hard. So I've got my board short range coming out, which is, that I've named that after my son because that's going to be his baby. Hopefully he can take it on and it become a lot more than me, a lot bigger than me. That's the plan. I'd love it to be a brand that's bigger than Ryan Terry and that it can stand alone. So I'm putting a lot of time into that, trying to get that right. We're nearly there, actually. Hopefully by the Olympia, I'll have at least two of the range I want out. And then I'm building like a platform, so like an app, a fitness app at the minute. But I don't want it to be just a round the mill, just a normal fitness app. There's quite a lot out there, isn't there? So I've been working with a company called Genflow for the last, I think we're about 6 months now. And it's going to be, I'm hoping it's going to be like the app.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I mean, like the app that you'll get probably won't be the final version anyway. It's the effort and, what the time you put into it that's going to make it work. Simple as that. And I found out myself as well, just through doing online training and how, depending on, the time you're putting in and the effort you put into it is what will make it in the end. So as long as you're focused on it.
Obviously I was a bit dubious about it because obviously everyone seems to be releasing apps and all this kind of stuff. Yeah. But I just, when I went to Genflow with this idea, we didn't know how it would work because it's quite complex and we're thinking, how is logistically this going to work? So it has been back and forth and it has been tiresome, but when you're at home locked in doing nothing.
It's been a great time.
This is the question. There's a reason why I asked you that question, because I know you're a big influencer and you obviously got sponsors here, there and there. I asked that question because it won't last forever, that kind of third party income. Exactly. Yeah. So yeah, that's the reason why I asked. Yeah.
Yeah, it did make me realise. And obviously, now I've got other priorities as well, like starting a family. You know, don't you? You've got a young family.
Yeah.
He's been for the last...
Since 20. When I was 20, I had my first son. So.
Okay.
So, yeah. So leading on to that, so your other half, she's 38 now, Amy?
Yes.
38 weeks now?
Yeah, so less than that now. So we're 1 week out. We're in peak week.
Peak week, baby.
Oh, man. Here this is why I thought, let's get Ryan on before, because, mate, after...
We'll get him on a few weeks in.
Literally, I was thinking, let me text him now, because if he can just about get back to me on now. Yeah? Mate, when his newborn's arrived... His last scene is going to be like last week.
Last scene's going to be like 4 a.m. It's going to be 2 a.m.
Yeah, doing the bottles.
Yeah, exactly.
black eyes.
Yeah. Has anyone in your family, you got a brother, haven't you?
I've got a brother who's got a 2-year-old and his wife is due on the same week as us as well.
It's a family affair.
So he's giving you a bit of advice.
Yeah, and we've got another family member who's due the week after as well. So it's
the Terry squad.
That's it.
Terry squad is expanding rapidly.
Yeah, the thing is for me though, my brother, he's an amazing man and he is an absolute world-class dad. And his son is 2 years old. And honestly, and I'm probably biased because he's my nephew, but he's just such a polite, like absolute gem of a kid. And I think... What the pressures have I got now to get my son like?
I'm sure you will.
Mate, I've got one tip for you, yeah. Right?
Okay. Have, father to father here.
Father to father, yeah. Have a set routine. Routine is so key. No, I ain't gonna lie. Routine would, you know, literally once you got that sorted, everything else will flow nicely.
Chest on a Monday, back on a Tuesday.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Because that is something my brother said as well with routine. But
yeah.
When did you start the routine? Like, when is it acceptable?
Straight away. Like, yeah. Any kind of routine. Start with a routine, whether it's trying to get, whether it's trying to get the baby asleep at a certain time or, you know, making the baby realize when it's daylight and then dark. That's important.
Okay. Is this a different podcast now?
because they need to know when to sleep. And, you know, so you need to get, that's first routine. And then it'll develop as you go, you know.
Okay.
And then you'll find your own routine, you know. I think I remember having the bottle routine with Laura. So I believe at 11 o'clock, I did the feed so she could sleep. All right. Yeah. And then she would then wake up at 3 because she's well rested and I can sleep.
It's a team game.
Yeah. Yeah. And also, here's another little tip as well.
Welcome to Baby Tips with Ryan John Baptiste.
Try and get Amy to breastfeed as long as possible. So you haven't got to get up at night and do the bowl.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. If you convince her it's a great idea to breastfeed, then unfortunately, sorry, babe.
Yeah.
A friend of mine, he's had a little girl last week, and he convinced her to breastfeed, so he didn't have to. But then he's on diaper duties, so he's having to change the nappy.
Okay,
right, yeah.
Ship.
Yeah.
There you go.
Cool.
Do I want to smell that, or do I want my sleep? So
you get used to the smell, mate. It'll be fine.
And you'll get used to like three or four hours sleep. You get used to that as well.
This is going to be real interesting. So yeah, like I said, maybe take a year off at Olympia this year.
Yeah.
All right.
So just to finish up, Ryan likes to hit a few killer questions.
Yeah, just a few quick fire questions.
Quick fire questions before we let you go. I don't really know what they are, but yeah.
Well, if Ryan watched the last one with Mark Coles, he would know the questions, but he didn't. So here we go. So here we go. Question one. Two people you would like to meet. Dead and alive.
Oh, Tupac.
Nice.
That's the most of my.
What would you talk to him about?
Yeah, what would you ask? What would you ask Tupac?
Yeah, that's a good question. I'd shake his hand for him.
You're like grateful for his work.
Yeah.
He's got a baby. I love that. That song. That's brilliant. I'll shake his hand for that.
Yeah, that's a great one. That's
nice.
Great.
Anyone else? Anyone else you'd like to meet? They don't have to be dead.
Alive. So, what was
it? Like The Rock, Dwayne Johnson.
Oh, yeah, good shout.
Yeah, I'm the same.
Good shout.
Well, obviously for his acting, but mainly for his work ethic. I'd love to
know. I know, he's just on it.
It's mad, isn't it?
On it.
How does he fit it in? And he seems to make time for his kids as well.
And he's always smiling. He's always smiling. There's
something wrong with him, though, isn't there? It's got to be.
He releases a new product and brand like every 3 weeks.
Yeah, it's got to be something. Yeah, something. There has to be something bad about him.
It'll come out. He probably started Corona, didn't he? Probably him.
Probably did.
Yeah, that'll come out. Should we spread a rumour?
Got to bring him down a peg.
Number two, best and worst advice.
That he's been given?
Yeah.
Yeah, best and worst advice that you've been given.
Regarding fitness or...
Anything, mate.
Oh, okay. I think... Oh, I'm not good at quick fire questions. I panic. Right.
We'll come back to that one.
I'm not good at that.
All right, best documentary.
Last Dance.
Same thing that Mark said, boy.
Yeah,
there we go.
Yeah.
Wearing my Lakers top at the moment. I should have put my Bulls top on.
Yeah, saw that. No, but what a guy, honestly. But again, there's just people that just stand out from the crowd, don't they? And just excel in whatever they do. And yeah, he's one of them. Yeah. I came off. I actually went. This is no word of a lie either. This is really sad. But we finished watching that. I had a basketball hoop put up at the gym wall. And we played it every night through lockdown.
Awesome.
Absolute class.
Well, me and this guy are supposed to be having some one-on-one at some point. You'll have to come and join us for.
I'm in. Honest. If my hip will hold up, that is.
Yeah. True. Well, I played football with him a while back, and he tore his hamstring.
Yeah, I just pulled it.
He tried a quick turn of pace, and it was gone. He was on the floor.
Gone.
Getting old.
Yeah. Exactly. Your favorite body part. Come on, man.
What?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. You didn't have to think too long about that one. Mate, I'm gonna admit, mate, your abs are the best I've ever seen.
They are.
Literally, I'm just gonna admit, man to man. Yeah, your abs are the best I've ever seen.
That's the gayest thing I think.
Yeah,
said.
I mean, I'm
look, gonna... to be honest, we can both admit it. Yeah. I hate my abs. I mean, like, they're lean, but they're just not. They're not in line. Anyone that has those uniform abs, I just want to have.
By the way, who's got those in your family? Is that a genetic? Did you get them anyone?
Yeah, it's his mum. His mum, right? His mum's just got like absolute incredible abs.
You know what annoys me a little bit? Because everyone says to me, "Yeah, he's born with them. Oh, it's genetics." And yes, I'm obviously genetics come down.
You
to
built fitness.
Yeah, you built them. Yeah. Worked on the shape.
I've seen your old ones. You had the same shape, but you didn't have the density.
And I had thick obliques when I first started 2010, because I didn't understand what exercises did what. I just did every ab exercise.
Smashing the side bends.
Yeah, so I used to do heavy
weights. Famous side bends. I used to hate people doing that.
The thing is, though, is that when I started working with a coach, he like examined me straight away. You know, like, picked me apart, and he went, "What are you doing for your lower obliques? You've got a thick, like, look like a tire, even though I was lean, but thick at the bottom." And he basically took any form of like any crunch, it was all twists. Anything to do with like the obliques, where it was all twisting motions rather than crunching.
Yeah.
And it was hard because they were so dominant that whenever I hit them, I could feel them flaring up, like blood rushing to them. So it was, yeah, it took a year to get that taper back. And I'm going to try and keep holding on to them in my 30s.
That's it, man. That's it. How old are you now?
Yeah, waist trainer. 31.
Oh, you're still young.
He's so young.
You got a few.
Yeah, I'm 31. I've had two hip surgeries and two degenerated discs. Terrible.
Oh, wow. All right, one more question, Ryan. Is there anyone you would recommend to come on this show?
Ooh.
Who'd be a good guest?
Who
for
would
us?
It be? Who would
who
it be?
Should we talk to?
Chris Bumstead. Have you had him?
No.
That would be tremendous.
That would be. You send out a message to
yeah,
him.
Yeah, yeah. Put a good word in.
Yeah, Chris is a really good guy. He's one of the guys I've like clicked with in the industry quite well. Just because, like I say, he's achieved some great things or whatever, but he's just still a 22, 23-year-old lad who likes
the age of the guy. Yeah.
Yeah, and he's switched on with, like, he sees past the industry, or he sees past like competing and stuff, and his health and all that kind of stuff. So I don't know. It just for me, he's a good guy to have on the.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Very much so.
But cool. He would make it all look very small, I'm not going to lie.
God, the guy's incredible. Like, he's massive. For me, he brings back that kind of pumping iron, that kind of that original Arnold look for me. And I just think he is what he's what bodybuilding should be for me.
I'll ask you a question then. So within the classic physique, do you think there's anyone who stands close to Bumstead?
I really like Branch. Korean, is he Korean?
He's good, but he still can look, he's not that classic look.
He's quite compact, I think. He's not long enough to be that kind of Arnold size, but
yeah,
then,
so it depends.
Steve Laureus,
he's progressed a lot like throughout the years. So I used to follow him when he's like doing Muscle Mania and stuff, and so he's improving each time. So
just his position with Steve, like his shape and muscle bones, like he's classic all the way, in his weight, he could really, really excel, I think.
Yeah, because like when he hits, like even his biceps are so like peaked, and like he's very, the whole shape is what classic should be.
What's your
very small waist as well?
What's your vacuum like, Ryan?
It's actually not bad now, would you believe? I've already learned that.
Or a post. I think I saw a post.
I want to see that on your Instagram, Ryan. I want to see a classic vacuum.
It did it. I'm sure you posted it maybe last week or 2 weeks ago.
Did you?
Yeah.
You obviously follow me on Instagram, do you?
I do. I definitely do.
Doesn't.
I definitely do.
I did it by accident. So I've never been able to do a vacuum because I've always hit them, like my abs quite like heavy, like blocky. They got quite blocky. I've never understood how to suck them up and actually do the vacuum. So I gave up. I thought, I can't do it. And I was in Jamaica on my honeymoon, and I coughed, and he went, "Oh shit, I'm doing it! I'm doing it!"
Yeah, there is. What did you cough? Was it too much jerk chicken?
Yeah, exactly. Spicy.
Spicy jerk chicken.
But now right, I can do it now.
Well, Ryan, awesome. Thank you very much for joining us on this episode of The Pose Down. We appreciate your time, and yeah, you've given us some great insights, and we do hope that I hope you both do get to the Olympia.
Oh man, hopefully.
I was supposed to be going with him in 2 weeks' time. I had my flights booked and everything. I had a pass from the missus. I had
I
was good to go. It's 4 days off just on my own, at my own hotel room and everything. And then it all just Corona ruined everything. And yeah, so but hopefully you guys can go in December. It would be a real shame for you to miss it. But if you don't, you get more time with the family, you get more time to recover.
Exactly. Exactly.
Will you think about doing the Arnold quickly, and then I'll let you go.
Who, me?
The Arnold Classic.
Yeah. Might do to you know, what do we call it?
Putting the face out there, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's exposure.
Yeah, I might do. I mean, it depends.
Because it's been pushed to December, it kind of makes sense. Yeah, I'm thinking I'll prep towards the Olympia.
It's holding it though, isn't it? Just holding that. That's the food that kills me, right?
He's I mean, we've got some. I brought some food in for the show. So we've got some serious chocolate. But yeah, he's already been tucking into a few of those, to be fair.
He got the water.
Dangerous. But yeah, Ryan, thank you so much.
Cheers, Black Ryan.
And keep working hard, and we'll see you soon, no doubt.
Anything you want to say to finish off?
Just want to say thank you for having me on. I appreciate it all. I hope you've had fun. Sorry if I bored you.
No, you're great.
It's been a good one, mate.
Thanks, Ryan. Take it easy, mate. Right.
Cheers. Nice one.
Take it easy. Ryan, we have to stop eating chocolate raisins. It's unprofessional. We've just had a really good guest on. We just had that. So obviously, thank you again to the majestic Ryan Terry, who, consummate professional that he is doing his best to get ready for the Olympia. Who knows, Ryan?
Who knows? Who knows?
Who knows?
It was a great conversation, as you heard.
Indeed.
Hopefully.
All the best with him starting his new family.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely, what's the word?
A challenge.
A new challenge, a new step.
A whole new world.
A whole new world. But it's... You know, a lot of wonderful... He's going to create a lot of wonderful memories.
Wonderful
sure.
memories.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, moving on from all that jazz and having good guests and that, we need to go back to the usual pose down fodder. Ryan, are you just going to keep eating?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to put the lid on those chocolate raisins.
Going to have to put a lid on it.
Yeah, should I put a lid on it?
One more.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's it. I'm done.
Right, I'm putting a lid on
it. Put a lid on it. Literally.
Put a lid on it. We are actually hitting a workout straight after this show, so you're going to be full of chocolate raisin, salted caramel pump. My goodness. Mm. See, that's what annoys me about you, is like you eat like that and you still look good. I eat like that and it's just like bloat and water and dodgy white boy genetics.
Here's a little bit chubby though.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Fine. But yeah, so talking of genetics actually, Ryan, we did mention earlier that we were going to look at testosterone. And I was interested, obviously, where I've over the years done competitions, I've progressed, I've made good progress, it's fair to say, but I'm about to be turning 36 next month. And it's fairly well documented that as you get older, your testosterone, your ability to naturally produce testosterone, does begin to take a nosedive. It's gonna, isn't it? So what do you think? Because I'm interested to know where I'm at. So therefore, I have purposely ordered myself a little testosterone testing kit. Show to the camera that it has come. And here it is. There we go. And so essentially, I'm interested to know what my natural ability to produce testosterone is going to be like. So I'm going to do this test. And I'm going to send it off to the lab.
Well, it'll be great to see your results.
With a pen and a pad. Yeah. So I'm going to do that. I have to take it, basically prick my finger with this needly thing. And then I have to squeeze as much blood as I can into this little
container. Just the once. Is it just the one prick?
Yeah, just the one prick.
Okay.
You only need one prick and then send it off in the post. And then 2 days later, they're going to give me my results.
Yeah.
And that's from...
And you know, your test levels are at its highest point between 4 and 8 a.m. So in the morning, do it in the morning, first thing.
Okay, yeah, because I had thought about actually doing the old finger prick on the show. But after you said that, it does make sense that I should probably do that tomorrow morning. And
yeah, just as you wake up. Take it then, because as the day goes on, it lowers. So best just to see where you are so properly.
The minute just get pricking when I wake up, basically. Yeah.
Basically, yeah.
Prime pricking time.
Prime pricking.
That morning glory.
Yeah.
Pumping away.
So what are you trying to get from this then? What's the whole?
I don't know. I mean, okay. So, like, literally, cards on the table. I'm happy with how I look. But in my mind, I'm interested to know whether I could look better, if I could be slightly fuller and slightly bigger. Because obviously, you know, I've done competitions. I'm not the biggest guy. And I compete, obviously, against guys who are enhanced, you know, honestly.
Mm.
So therefore, in my mind, I'm thinking, have I reached my natural ability to grow size? If I genuinely do want to be bigger and be credible in bodybuilding, or just for my own satisfaction, should I just be join the dark side and take something and get bigger? That's just as simple as it is.
But I mean, like, say the results come back and you're on the low side of your test, okay? You could actually go to the doctors, all right, and they could prescribe you testosterone.
See, this is it. So, like, for me, testosterone is a natural thing.
It's a natural hormone that our body creates.
So therefore, if I do a testosterone test and it comes back and states that I have below average testosterone producing abilities, therefore, am I really doing anything untoward by then maybe looking? Because that is...
No, it's a prescribed medication from the doctor.
A lot of people out there probably taking God knows all sorts of crazy things.
Like, testosterone is as natural as you can get, right? But obviously, when it comes to dosages, you have to be careful. But with, they call TRT, it's a replacement therapy that the doctors will prescribe, and they will inject it for you every 6 weeks or something like that.
That's a scary prospect.
Yeah, and it's a very low dose, but because you have people that suffer from low test, okay? So, and you would probably know as well, like if your energy is always low or you're always tired, weight gain is can be a sign, you know, especially if you're not eating a lot and you're gaining weight, that can be a sign. And there's so many other signs. I mean, low sex drive, that can be a sign. There's so many signs that, you know, you might not even think about testosterone. There's so many people out there that might not even think about it. They might just think it's, I don't know, I work loads of hours or, you know, loads of other different kind of situation that come up. But it could be just your test levels. People forget about that part because it's known as a steroid. It's like, oh, I don't want to do that. But it could be just you have low test levels.
Mm.
So you would go to a doctor or you would, you know, privately go and buy, you know, a pack and test yourself. And then...
No, it's interesting.
In this case, you're using MediChex, which is like, you know, I've used them as well. They're really good. They give you all the readings and measurements of like where you should be. And they explain to you and teach you what it is you're doing and why and blah, blah, blah. And they'll give you recommendations. So... if your test comes back normal, then you're good to go. If it's low, then you could actually go to the doctors and say, look, you're suffering from this, blah, blah, blah. Or
give me some damn testosterone.
Give me some
testosterone. Come on, stick it in my ass. Come on.
And it would be a regular appointment.
Wow.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
But people suffer from this. And there's ways
I'm
to improve that.
I'm probably fine, aren't I?
Yeah, I mean,
I'm probably fine.
You haven't mentioned any signs. I've asked you a few questions.
Yeah, I mean, you know. The whole Brokeback Mountain thing we got going on, that doesn't suffer that, so we're all right.
But you could also improve your test levels as well. Like, I mean, to a certain extent, obviously, if your age is...
Really?
Yeah, so through sleep. Some people don't sleep.
Yeah, I sleep well, though. Yeah. I'm a healthy guy. I eat right.
Yeah.
I sleep right. I think I would say that I have always worked at a good level in order to be the best I can.
Yeah. So like they say, sleep 7 to 9 hours, obviously. That's what they say to improve. Fine.
7 hours.
The less stress you can make put upon yourself will help.
I'm pretty relaxed.
Yeah. You're quite a relaxed person. But people that stress a lot, this could be, you could be, you know.
I mean, stress is pain, is dangerous.
Yeah, you could be, yeah. There's so many different, you know, side effects that can come from that. And one being low test.
Yeah.
What else? Food, nutrition, very, very, very important. Eating your healthy proteins, your carbs, and your fats especially will help improve your test levels.
Chocolate raisins?
Chocolate raisins, yes.
Okay, good. Okay, yeah.
Because that's got, well, you have to stay away. You have to, you have to stay away from the refined sugar.
Right, okay. All right,
as much as possible to try and fine-tune your testosterone level. Okay. There's so many different things that can help with that. So, you know, not just going to the doctor and getting a booster, but looking, you know, to the organic routes as well.
Just be healthy and see, you know, exactly. Look after yourself.
Yeah. So you'll find that people that put on a lot of weight, eat unhealthy, they have probably got lower test levels than others. And that's why they're always tired.
Yeah.
Because obviously they've got a lot of weight on them, but also the test level. So it's like a
double-edged sword.
So, you know, test levels are very important, guys. Very, very important.
There you go. Well, we will see. So I'm
going to check yourself.
I am going to check myself before
before you wreck yourself.
I ultimately wreck myself because I don't want to wreck myself. We will discuss that on episode 36. So we will come back to that.
Yeah, and see your levels. Yeah.
But yeah, interestingly, I saw another article pop up. Separate. You open. He's opening the chocolate raisins again.
I've got to check myself. I don't care. I'm off season.
He's off season. I did read the other day, now you've probably all heard this before, you've probably seen it in the movies and this, that and the other, but again, it's cropped up. But apparently, men, once again, or still, drinking human breast milk in order to grow muscle and apparently beat cancer with it as well.
Wow.
And there are potential downsides, dangerous downsides to it, but...
What are the downsides?
Well, we have to find this out. So apparently, there's a new Netflix series called Unwell, which features people using breast milk in unconventional and unproven ways in order to build muscle and beat cancer.
Mm.
So
I'll never watch that.
But experts say that donor milk can contain harmful bacteria. It's high in sugar and saturated fat, and it's only meant for babies, and it's unethical to drink when there's a shortage of it. But you must have heard over the years people, like bodybuilders, looking for, because obviously breast milk is going to contain growth hormone, surely, because that's the point of breast milk.
Yeah, I mean when you actually think about it.
This is why Ryan Terry's had a baby. he's looking for an advantage. He's going to be straight on.
Get that growth, that GH.
He's going to be straight on the tit milk, isn't he?
GH. But what I'm thinking
if you're still listening, Ryan, I'm only joking.
But what I'm thinking is, if it's so vital for a baby, you know, what harm can it do to us?
Someone said, if I want to grow and be the best that I can, I'm going to eat like a baby and I'm going to sleep like a baby. And if drinking breast milk is a part of that, then it's definitely an edge that I'm going to take advantage of.
I mean, I've read a lot of articles about breast milk, not just about building muscle, but just other benefits that it can have.
Apparently it's a miracle supplement that can defeat cancer and more and all sorts of stuff. I mean, it's not proven as such, but obviously because it's intended for children, the children are growing. It's on the black market, mate, if you're interested in packing on some serious like muscle and that, you know. But would you give it a try, Ryan?
Yeah, I would, yeah. I mean, why not? If it doesn't work, what other side effects can it have?
Some professional wrestlers in Mongolia, where breastfeeding is encouraged until the child loses interest, also support the theory that breast milk's nutrients give them an edge in training. So this is basically saying that they keep breastfeeding until they're old. So they're probably like teenagers and they're still, you know, having a good old go on it.
But I mean, you have instruments now that you can suck and put it into a bottle anyway.
The old expressing.
Yeah. So you can just do that anyway, you know, and carry on.
The substance adapts to a baby's needs as he or she develops, taking on some of the flavors of the diet and boosting immunity. So that's good for you.
Yeah, I mean, I'm quite open to this because in theory, when you think about it, this is the most natural thing that you can get from a human being.
Yeah.
Other than blood.
There you go. So who knows? The jury's still out on that one.
Yeah,
but
I think they're deliberating.
Maybe, but I can't imagine they're going to be rushing to promote the benefits of it because that. I mean,
think about the money that's been lost.
We've already got a pandemic of.
Imagine the money that would get lost if actual breast milk was the answer.
Oh my God.
You're talking about billions.
What if it fixes corona? You know, like all these pregnant women could sell their bodies for millions. Because
it's natural.
There you go.
I'm talking about like protein shakes. Imagine that.
Imagine if there was like...
breast milk flavour.
You go into Holland and Barrett next to your Optimum Nutrition and all the other brands in
breast
tubs.
Breast milk.
There'd be a whey protein that's derived from pure breast milk.
Yeah, or just the brand was called breast milk.
Breast is best.
Yeah.
But... Rest is best.
But I mean, maybe they're not telling us something.
Oh, I don't know.
I mean, well.
This podcast has taken a turn.
Yeah.
It's taken a serious turn.
What are you going to call it? Breast milk?
Well, we know.
Ryan Terry and breast milk.
Ryan Terry pregnancy breast milk. Ryan Terry's new secret formula for Olympia
formula.
Success.
Look at that. Formula.
The formula.
I think that's the title. The formula.
The formula. Oh, my God. Mate, if we could get Ryan Terry to endorse it, then maybe that is...
Oh, mate, the formula.
Ryan, if you are still listening to the show, if you could look at doing over the next couple of months in the build-up to Olympia, obviously have with your delightful wife having given birth, if you could do some clinical trials for us, maybe just kind of... Do a week on breast milk, maybe a week off breast milk. Just see the benefits for
and
us.
And imagine he gets on stage at like 2, he gets on the stage at 215, 220 pounds, on stage ripped. Like, we all know what happened.
No, what will happen is between now and Olympia, we've only got like 4 months. He'll have to change to 212 by that point.
Yeah.
But he'll have to change up
classic.
He'll change up to classic simply because that breast milk has just basically ramped up his muscle.
Ramped up.
He's just like... taken to another level.
Yeah.
Could be it. The formula, baby. It's all about the formula.
The formula.
But yeah, so what else has been going on, really? Not a lot. Oh, I met Tim Westwood the other day.
Oh, did you? Where did you meet
just
him?
Just off on a random tangent. For you young listeners out there, you probably don't know who he is. Tim Westwood.
Is he even doing anything right now?
I have no idea, but I was at work at one of my restaurant clients and he comes bowling in. He goes, has anyone got a charger for a Samsung phone? It's like, what? It's like, it's fucking Tim Westwood. It's like, so yeah, my battery's run out. I need to charge my phone.
Is he still wearing an Averitt jacket?
He was head to toe in Burberry.
Oh, okay.
Interestingly. Yeah, and he had one of those new Motorola folding, the one, like a phone that's like a book that opens out.
Oh, I've never seen it. Yeah.
And it is dead. And he was late for a hospital appointment. He didn't know where the hospital was. He didn't know the doctor's name or anything like that. He desperately needed to charge his phone. So he came and sat down with me and charged his phone for a bit. He said, yeah, thanks, brother. You're saving my life, man.
Does he actually talk like that?
Yeah, it's Tim Westwood. Hi, I'm Tim. Because I didn't really...
Is he American, like... English?
What? He's English. Do you not know anything about...
I do know a bit, but...
He's always had a bit of an accent.
Yeah, his accent's been
like,
all over
the place. Yeah, he talks like this. You're going to blast off big and all that sort of
stuff.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Big dog. And he'd have sound effects. And he followed me on Instagram shortly
afterwards. Did he?
Commented on my lockdown gains in one of my photos.
Oh, nice.
Then shortly after that, he posted up his own photo of a big plate of fish and broccoli saying he was getting his own gains. I must have inspired the man.
You inspired the man. He's tall as well, right?
He's a big, tall dude. Yeah, but he was big. He's met all the biggest rappers
out there. He's up there.
He's a legend.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've been to a couple of his raves back
there
in the day.
There you go. So Tim Westwood, lovely to meet you the other day. I'm glad I could get the big dog to his appointment on time.
You should get him on one of the guests, mate.
I did think to ask him. I might
message him, mate.
See if I can get a message.
So like, just say to him, like, if you're into your fitness, it'd be great if we could get you on there.
Yeah, I should. Yeah, I could get some advice from Ryan John Baptiste over to the big dog to make the big dog an even bigger dog.
Yeah.
Blasting off big. But yeah, so...
So yourself then, Chris, you've your pulse photo shoot now.
So guys, I did prep for a photo shoot. And
As you talk about that, I'm just going to delve into into another tub of raisins. What's this called, actually?
Yeah, the chocolate raisins.
Milk chocolate raisins from Costco, guys. You know, the Kirtland brand.
It's
everything, and they do things big.
Everything at Costco comes in big tubs, so you better be prepared to struggle to put the lid back on.
I've got one of the jelly beans. Actually, my mum has one of the big jelly bean Kirtland ones.
Oh, nice.
Lovely. But yeah, go on, carry on.
It's dangerous stuff. That's it. Turn that around.
Um,
Yeah, so I prepped my photo shoot. Do you know, I was really happy with my condition for it. I thought I did quite well for a photo shoot, really.
Mm.
I think had there been a competition around now, maybe I could have pushed on for that.
But it's a bit too far-fetched.
Yeah, I don't know. Like I said, I still don't really know where I stand with my physique.
You got September 12th.
There are improvements I need to make. What's September 12th?
British finals.
What's that? I can't just rock up.
You can, yeah, because there haven't been any other qualifiers.
I'll just enter a competition.
Yeah.
I could do October the 4th.
No, but it's like, you're in shape now. You just got
I don't know.
We'll
talk about it after, but I don't think I'm big enough still for what I need to be. That's hence why we need to look at how we take me to the next level.
Right. Just get on stage, mate.
That's Project 2021, Chris D to the next level.
That's it.
And I will share it with you all. These white boy genetics need to improve. did 2 days of epic photo shooting. I think the photos look good. Worked with a great photographer friend of mine, Chris Harris. He's an exceptional photographer. I think that, guys, if you're not into competing but you are into training, then setting yourself a goal of a photo shoot or something along those lines is a great way to keep you focused in what you're doing. You need goals, people. Goals are vital. I would not have got the condition I had without setting a date to work towards.
Yeah.
Ultimately, we all want to look good. We all want to get in shape. But if there's no end goal, if there's no end point,
maybe you needed that date.
I mean, a lot of people work towards a holiday. We've said this many times about setting goals, but photo shoot, because at the moment we might not be going on holiday. Just give yourself a reason to be in shape.
Yeah.
And so, yeah,
a holiday is a good one. I mean, I can get up for a holiday if I know like there's going to be a lot of time on the beach or by the pool, and you want to feel good about yourself.
Yeah.
Then, for me and for most people, I would say that a holiday is a good goal.
There you go.
We all go on holiday at some point, right?
Yeah, exactly. And hopefully some of us will get away. I'm booked to go on holiday October 11th.
Where are you going?
Cyprus.
Cyprus?
All being well, yeah.
What's the weather like?
Late 20s, early, late 20s. Oh, still right. Hot. Still right. Hot.
Yeah.
Man will get hot, don't worry. Who knows? But yeah, so that's about it, really. But in other sporting news globally. Sports news.
Yes. We got a jingle for that. Anything?
Sports news.
Okay, all right. Messi.
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 Messi going to Arsenal, right?
Messi's situation is very messy.
Messi ain't going to Arsenal.
So if you're into football, guys, then listen. If you're not, then switch off and we'll see you on the next episode. But Messi has faxed over a letter.
I heard this. He faxed
it. Oh, his lawyer, or his lawyers did, saying that he wants to leave Barcelona. Yeah.
Wow. I mean, that's like madness.
Yeah, and without going into any like detail,
he wants to join Pep.
I would say favourites would be Man City, Manchester City.
Yeah, I'd love to see him in the Prem.
Reason why? Because back in 2016, he actually nearly went to Man City. You know that?
Yeah,
it was close. That, yeah. So. And he's very close with not just Pep. A lot of the board members, okay, that used to work with, that used to work with Barcelona.
Yeah.
Also, Aguero's is like one of his boys.
Countrymen, yeah.
Yeah. Like really, like proper tight.
Yeah.
So you got to remember that they're on WhatsApp groups. Imagine them on WhatsApp groups. Come on, Man City. Yeah. We're going to be winning this. We're going to be winning that. All we need is you, and we're going to win a Champions League.
Yeah, I know it's cold, but yeah, we've got loads of money for you. It's fine.
Come and chill out. We'll play Xbox, you know?
Xbox.
But like, when you think about it, I would say Man City, I don't even care if you don't come to Arsenal. I just want him in the Premiership.
Yeah, I do.
I don't care. We lose to Man City anyway, so might as well lose when he's playing.
I stopped watching football a couple of years ago. I made the switch to basketball, as you know.
Why is that? Because red in a shirt.
But I don't know. I just got bored of the same old stuff in football. It just bored me. But basketball for me, I love my basketball. It's been back up and running. Amazingly, in the last 2 days, basketball very nearly, because of the racial controversy that still continues. America just continues.
There's a lot
to
of
self-destruct.
Big players nearly.
Well, no, that basically both Lakers and Clippers voted to cancel the entire season in the last couple of days in order to boycott the entire season.
Wow!
And they've only just in the last hour or so agreed to have conversation to resume it again, based on the fact that they want justice. And basketball is probably the leading sport currently that's standing up for the injustice in America. Like the players are so strongly fighting for justice at the moment, and a lot of people should be very proud of what they're doing.
I think as well, because most of the ballers, they've come from the streets.
Yeah.
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 So
yeah.
They know what it's like.
Well, you know, look,
at the end and a lot of them have been through it.
At the end of the day, basketball is a very black driven sport, and you can't all these people, hypocritical people, can't sit there, watch basketball and not want to make a change.
Yeah,
like, how can you, like, that's why these guys are doing brilliant things by actually standing up for it.
Yeah.
And actually trying to make a stand. And do you know what the main drive that they're really working towards is? Just getting people to vote at the moment, because there's a vote in November in America, presidential campaign, all that sort of stuff.
Not November 3rd or 4th.
I mean, there needs to be change in America.
So what's everyone voting for? Biden?
I don't really know, but ultimately it needs to not be Trump.
Right, so it's either Biden or Trump, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
I believe so. Yeah. So God knows, but ultimately it's amazing when sport has that power.
Yeah.
And we've seen it over the decades, but I think now more than ever, like with what's going on in the world, you know, we did our Black Lives Matter episode where we tried to cover, put our thoughts out there, but now, you know, it's still going on and things haven't improved, and hopefully through sport and action and people paying attention, maybe it will.
Hmm.
Yeah. Messi going to the Prem.
Oh, mate, I would love it. Like, just his last final years in the Premiership. It's either he's going to Man City. There's two things that's going to happen. He's going to go Man City. I can't really see him going PSG. He could.
Bundesliga.
He could do, but I just think either Man City or he's just playing a stunt where he's he wants to get the board members out of Barcelona. So there's only two options, I think.
I think he wants to go Man City because otherwise he will never answer the critics that say that he couldn't do it for any other team.
And he was on the brink of doing it in 2016. Yeah. He just changed his mind, I think, when Suarez came over. But anyway, we'll find out on the next episode.
What have you got planned for the rest of your week, Ryan? What's coming up for you in the coming weeks before the next episode?
Not much, really. Just business, really.
Just business.
Training. I'm trying to keep on point with my food. I've got a meal now.
The man's saying trying to keep on point with the food, and he's just sat here working through half a tub of chocolate raisins.
Yeah, I've got a big Tupperware of rice and beef mince. So hopefully, I'm still hungry for that.
Should I be putting some calories away now? Do you think I should get on the clean?
It depends.
Food?
What's your aim now?
Well, I'm obviously going on holiday in 6 weeks' time, so I don't want to get big for that. I think I want to stay in shape now until I go. Maybe tighten up a little bit.
I think you should like increase your carbs for a couple, like clean carbs as much as possible for the next week, like I'd say next 2 weeks. And then you've got another 4 weeks to tighten up again.
There you go.
But I mean, you shouldn't lose any tightness through a higher amount of carbs.
Just keep it clean, baby.
Yeah, exactly. So
keeping it clean.
Keep your strength, maybe put on a little bit of size if you can.
Yeah. But there you go. Well, the weather's gone to shit over here anyway, after we had the heat wave. And do you want me to tell you why it's gone to shit, Ryan? It's because I am having air conditioning installed. this weekend, I'm having air conditioning installed.
Which
and that's
is not needed.
That's exactly why the weather has gone to shit. And it will stay shit for the next 5 years.
Probably. Well, at least you'll save some money.
Yeah, exactly.
Because AC is not cheap.
No, well, I can't wait for those hotel room vibes when you get into your bedroom and it's at that temperature you want it to be at.
So it's in your room.
It's going to be in the room.
Yeah.
It's going to be nice. And Ryan, nice. I've even thought of you. There's air conditioning going in the gym.
I thought that's where it was going anyway. I didn't know it was in your room.
getting it in the bedroom and in the gym.
Oh, right. Okay. That's good.
I'm going to be.
It's lovely though when you go into bed and it's not warm and stuffy. It's just like.
It's just what you want. Yeah.
Oh, man.
I'm excited for that. But I do apologize. That's why it's raining at the moment.
Right.
But yeah, so what a great episode.
Great episode. Oh yeah, my car got broken into as well.
Oh my God, yeah. I was going to ask you about that. Actually, I saw you post up. Ryan posted on his Insta story.
I did that live as well, live.
Ryan did a live Insta story and I didn't have the sound turned on initially and all I could see was Ryan's litter all over his car. And I said, why is he posting a video of all the litter in his car? I mean, what an embarrassment. So all that shit in your car. What an embarrassment you are.
Everywhere. So anyway, quick story. Walked out of my house and Jaden said, oh, the door's open. I think, oh, I don't know why. Anyway, so then I walked around and that's when I started filming. When I opened the door, I thought, let's start filming. And they trashed, they literally, obviously, in and out of the car real quick, trying to find something. everything was everywhere.
It looked like they'd emptied a bin inside.
Yeah,
your car.
Yeah, literally, there was flyers everywhere. There was all sorts everywhere. They left. They didn't see my AirPods. They're just by the side.
You were
of the
lucky.
Seat. Yeah, but only like, and then I looked in the boot. I thought, oh, nothing's taken. But only recently I realised there was something that was gone missing.
What was missing, Ryan?
I had my mum's drill and the drill bits in two cases. And I was returning it yesterday.
They
and
stole your damn power tools.
Yeah, and it's like, oh, they're gone. And then you went, they took the power tools because that was probably the only thing in there that
my
was
God,
worth anything.
They stole your motherfucking power tools,
yeah.
Man.
Oh, man. If I ever caught them.
Is there no justice in this world where they steal a man's power tools?
I don't know how many. Probably would have 100, 150, I think, that power tool.
Come on, man. Not really. Know. It's not even on the second-hand market. Are you going to see someone out there selling bloody Black & Decker work, mate?
Well, you see them probably sell it. They probably sell it at a car boot sale. Yeah.
Well, I hope,
anyway,
there you go. So, well, I'm glad all's well.
Yeah.
Everyone's fine.
I wish they stole a car, to be honest. I mean,
do you know what? I wish they stole your car. Yeah. My God, the amount of times I tried to get you to replace that.
Chris knows me. Something has to literally be run down to the ground for me to actually have no choice, no option. I just can't. It's like even my TV. I want to get a 75-inch TV for the house.
Ryan won't buy anything unless he's been sponsored by it and he's been given it for free.
No, or it's gone. Yeah, so I've got, I don't know what size, whatever size that TV is there.
That's a small one. That's like 44 or something like
that. So maybe I've got a 50 in the living room. Maybe even that, I don't know. But I want that to go before I get a 75-inch.
See, I've got a 65 in the living room.
Nah, I'm going big.
Yeah, of course you are.
Yeah, you got to go big,
mate. Of course you are. Go big or go home.
Yeah, yeah. But 65, 75, whatever. I want the biggest one. But I have to wait for the TV to die before I can buy another one.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Go big or go home.
That's right, guys.
And I think it is time that we went big in the gym.
Yeah, we got
and
a train.
And then you went home.
Yeah, I got a train. I got to go home as well. But also, guys, don't forget to leave a comment, review. Sorry.
Oh God, we need you people.
Yeah, leave a review.
We're nothing without you guys.
On iTunes. If you're listening to this on your AirPods or your Beats.
Or your Black & Decker.
Yeah, yeah. Write us a review here on iTunes. If you're watching us on YouTube, give us some comments, thumbs up, whatever, like the video. And just support this because we're trying to give a lot more content. We want our aim, like we mentioned 2 months ago after lockdown, was every episode we will try our best to have a guest on each and every show.
Yep.
And we have lived to that at this moment in time.
Watch your space.
We don't know who the next guest is going to be, but it's going to be someone good.
Oh, it'll be good, I promise you.
Yeah.
It'll be good. Right, and on that note, guys, we are going to say goodnight. And till next time, good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.